Hello, good afternoon, it's Joseph here. It's something like the 29th of August 2010. It's Sunday afternoon, about 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m. And just walking through Himonya Park, watching the people, families in the boats, rowing around, and people were going for strolls and cicadas in the trees, all very nice. Beautiful weather, a bit warm and sticky, but yeah. Anyway, I'm just off out to Roppongi, going to do a shooting some hula dancers who are performing in the Midtown complex. And that's my old friend Adam from Australia for his business. And yeah, been very busy recently, as usual, but it's all good. So I've been working hard to finish off a client website, and just this afternoon reached that stage where I've been able to upload it to the test server. It's all looking good. A few tweaks to be done, but otherwise looks like we're ready to rock and roll. So that's fantastic. I had the deadline of the end of the month, so delighted to get that done. Once that's done, there's another website I need to basically create the Japanese version of for another client, and following that we have another website to create for Total Football. So lots of website creation at the moment, but it feels really good to actually get these things out the door and see the fruit of my labour. So I had this incident the other day where basically I was trying to get a taxi, some traffic lights were red. As the traffic lights changed back to green, I crossed back, and a motorcyclist who clearly was in a big rush, as he kept on telling me actually, didn't stop in time, came off his bike. He was okay, just a grazed hand, but his bike didn't seem too, well, it didn't seem damaged at all actually, biked off afterwards. Anyway, he was trying to demand some money out of me, get some money out of me, and basically threatening to call the police if I didn't pay. I had absolutely no problem with him calling the police though, because I'd done nothing wrong and it'd be highly unlikely that he'd get anything. He was being a real idiot actually. Of course I was sorry that he'd hurt himself, and you know, I made sure he was alright and I was concerned. But I think he mistook my concern for his welfare as an admission of guilt, which certainly wasn't, as I hadn't done anything wrong. So that was quite interesting. Basically, yeah, trying to get some money out of someone and using fear. But I said to him, no, I'm not going to pay. But, you know, absolutely not my fault. And he said, oh, I'm going to call the police, or I'll get the police to call you tomorrow. And I said, well, that's fine, you do that. And of course, didn't hear anything from him. So according to my friend Shari, this kind of fraud, petty fraud, is not uncommon. And a lot of minor things don't, the people don't want to involve the police. They just pay or admit guilt and deal with it. But no, I mean, I said to him, have you got insurance? He's like, yeah, okay. He said, yeah, I have. So I was like, okay, well, there you go then. Use your insurance. But no, it was crazy because at first, yeah, he was saying, well, how much money have you got on you? And I said, I don't have any money on me. And he said, right, well, pay me 30,000 yen then. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. So maybe he was also counting on the fact that as a foreigner, I might be extra afraid of the police, but certainly not. You know, done nothing wrong. So, yes, that was an interesting experience. And after that, we went to Mori Art Museum at 10:30 at night. And they have all the lights off, and they have a dinosaur exhibition. They give you a flashlight, and you go around the dinosaur exhibition with a flashlight. It's great fun. Right, I'm going to get on the train now and, yeah, head off to Roppongi. So, just a quick brief update. So, yes, lovely, okay, a bit confused, going to eat an ice cream. Bye-bye.